from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Oh man, y'all, almost there.
Hey-o!
Getting there, getting there.
Yes, we are.
So no matter what adversity you have faced this week, you're almost there. No matter what the challenge is, you're almost there.
That's right.
No matter how mean your coworker is to you, Monica,
whoa,
you're almost there.
I know,
whoa,
almost there.
Rude.
Oh, rude.
Antoine.
Mean.
Rude.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we should put labels on it, guys.
I don't know. We can. You know what? We don't even need labels. We can just put it to music.
Why you gotta be so rude? So
you
rude.
Over there.
I
rude.
Think you guys are mispronouncing supportive. Like, I am being very supportive
okay.
of my coworker and friend, Monica Brooks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, because yep. poor Monica is going to maybe try this meat-free diet
maybe
thing.
I am. Well, okay. I'm doing it.
Because her eyeballs are going to fall out if she yeah. eats a steak or something like that. So, you know, she is in... It's a very trying time for Monica.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Lots of sadness, and just everywhere she goes...
I smell meat.
And she wants the meat. So yeah. to show support... I mean, like, for example, here's something supportive.
Okay.
Monica's husband... Lover of meat,
yes.
eater of steak.
Yes, loves steak.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
He smells of ribeye. Mm-hmm. I mean,
meat and potatoes.
Yeah, exactly. He even said, okay, you know, we can do this.
Yep.
It's also because you're the one who makes dinner, but
that,
you know,
that is true.
He realizes
that is definitely one version of support.
Mm. Uh-huh.
That's one.
So he says,
one
we
layer.
Can do
yes.
this. I, because I love you,
uh-huh.
will sacrifice something that I love.
This.
Steak,
mm-hmm.
or at least make you think I am, and I'll eat it when I'm at lunch and you know
yep.
at work or whatever. But
yes.
he does that. Antoine, he decides to show support.
Yes.
And how is that again? How are you showing the support?
So I know that Monica is unable to enjoy meat for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So in order to support her, I had Meat Lover's Pizza for dinner. Because
so, like all the
no,
meats.
That's super supportive.
He said, you know what? I'm going to support her. So I want. How much meat do you have? How many different types of meat? Give me all of the meat.
Hey, you know what? That's exactly right. That's exactly how that conversation went. And let me tell you, Zach, how I am being supportive by doing that.
Okay, how is that supportive? Because Monica is very sad about this situation.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, doesn't really want to be doing this. And so Antoine says, hey, girl, not a problem. I got you. I'm going to eat everything you wish you could have, and I'm going to enjoy it all.
Exactly, yep. because I know that Monica is sad about this.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica is worried about all this meat going to waste. So I am here to let her know that while I am on my two feet,
yeah.
while my stomach growls, why I can ingest some delicious meat, no meat will go left uneaten. Like, I am here
no
to
meat
support
left
you.
Behind.
I will not stand here and allow meat to
I
be wasted.
Your stance, yeah, I mean, the meat cannot go to waste.
It cannot go to waste.
Someone has to eat the meat.
And I'm not even done yet. And on top of that, I'm going to make sure the meat is gone so Monica can't accidentally trip and fall into some of it.
Okay, okay.
So I am getting rid of it, and I'm helping you.
Look at
you're
you helping.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
He showed all the support.
Do you feel loved and honored and supported?
No, I do not. And you
well,
know what? I don't feel loved by you or my son. And so because I go to the grocery store and he opens the door to help
mm-hmm.
carry groceries. He said, I want steak. Since when? Since when do you not want a nugget?
Like,
you
he know? Never says
he
that.
Never
he
says
never
that.
Says that.
Never says
until
it.
Until he knows. He somehow senses. I don't know. Maybe he sees a bunch of quinoa in these shopping bags.
I want steak.
Oh, wait a minute. This
really?
Doesn't work.
I'm dropping them off. Both
he's
of you.
He's being support. Bring him over so that we can support you, Monica. You need a team around you. Just saying. It seems legitimate to me.
I mean, because it sucks. I'm turning into a bird. I had a bunch of berries yesterday. So how many berries do we have? Like, how many meats? How many berries do we have on this earth? I mean, I need all the berries. And
maybe we should get you a little beak attachment you can put on.
I am a bird.
And see,
like nuts and berries. That's what I had.
And see, we are a perfect team. Because I don't want any berries. So you eat all the berries
okay.
while I eat all the red meat.
It's a tandem.
Sense.
Yes.
Zach, right. what did you have for dinner?
Uh-oh.
I had some chicken thighs in a lemon sauce with some couscous.
Okay, that's
and
a very
some
healthy
veggies in there as well.
Dinner. Yeah.
See, that's one way to be supportive. Well, I suffer with you.
I was looking at a picture of a burger a minute ago. Actually. I don't know. When Antoine said the thing about the meat lover's pizza, I was like,
legitimizes it.
Yes, yes. You know what? Since I wasn't there to support you as a tribute, you know, good morning to everybody out there. Don't you worry, all of our friends who struggle with alcoholism, I will make sure no alcohol goes to waste later.
You're welcome.
Oh, Lord. You're just on a flight. You're way up in the air. All of a sudden, the plane starts turning around. Like, what? Why did a plane turn around? What's going on?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
A Virgin Atlantic flight heading to New York had to turn back around after the pilot revealed that he hadn't finished his final flying test.
Oh, great. He didn't do his SOLs.
Yeah, 40 minutes into the flight. He was like, hey. So, you know that last test that we needed to take? I didn't take the final assessment.
I didn't hit submit on that test. I thought it was like a Zoom or something.
I could just hear him and a co-pilot talking like, yeah, that's my first flight. Yeah, mine too. Man, that last test was hard. Which test? You know, the one where you had to do the thing. Oh, man. Let me go ahead and whip this thing around.
I had to go see my mama that day.
One more discussion post he had to send in.
Oh, God. Okay, it's one of those things where it's like, well, he
got that far.
Yeah.
That's the way look, if I'm on that plane, I'm not thrilled at that point. But I mean, I did see some of the backstory. It's not like he had never flown a plane before or anything. It was just like this one final assessment thing that he didn't submit. So it's kind of like a paperwork thing for the most part. And we've already gone uppity up in the air.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would like to go to wherever it is they were going, because that was my whole plan.
Yep.
So to turn all the way around, he still has to land the plane also.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, if we could land it at the place I was planning on going, that would be better.
He was highly experienced, you know, but it just didn't complete that test.
Now, does that work for a doctor in the midst of a surgery? Like you're a doctor and the doctor has laid you there. You're opened.
Uh-huh.
So the doctor's opened you up. But before they get in there and start fooling around, they're like, oh, wait a minute. There's one more thing I need to do before I can officially do this. Does that change it for you guys?
No, because I'm already open. He's holding my heart in his hand.
No, he hasn't gotten there.
He got closed me up anyway.
His hand's in your chest. He hasn't just grabbed anything out yet.
Look, all right, Ian. He's
done it before. He has the experience, so I'm going to have to
On
pray.
Dummies.
What was his GPA before this final clerical situation?
For a second.
Right. It's a 2.9.
Okay, right, 2.9, even if he does the paperwork, I'm very upset about the whole thing. Do you feel like doctors should have to have their GPA listed when you look up? I don't even want to see, I want to see some 5-star rating from patients. I don't trust other people.
They should also tell us when you're the first, like when you're the first real patient.
So maybe I agree
you
with go, that.
You know, like, and so maybe you want to get a second opinion.
It's like going to the barbershop.
Yeah.
Like, hey, have you cut somebody's hair before? Mm-hmm. But to go with you, Zach, with the GPA, I don't need the GPA as much as I need a field goal percentage on successful surgeries.
I need to know.
Like, hey, what are you batting? What's your batting average right now?
I think that's fair.
I'd like to sports.
Yeah. So I'd like to know that. Yeah. Do they have posted odds on FanDuel?
Yeah.
Like, those are the kind of things I would like to know.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Are you interested to hear these stories about people who find stuff and it's all valuable, or are you mad at them and jealous and whatever?
I like to hear about them.
I like to hear about them because it kind of motivates me.
Okay.
To look at things differently.
Go to the Goodwill.
Yeah.
Not much.
Oh.
If something's just laying on the sidewalk, I'm like, ooh, that looks like a gold coin.
Just kind of
I should pick that up.
Root around in your own basement and see if you can find something. But, you know, here's the ones that suck is when you find something and you either think it's valuable and it ain't, or you find something and it is valuable and yet there's nothing you can do about it as far as cashing in. That's this guy. So he goes to the Goodwill and he sees a statue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking, all right, well, man, I mean, this looks like a pretty nice statue.
Maybe it's worth something.
Go check it out. It looks like a good statue.
Yeah, statue.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, statue.
And so he buys it for $35 and finds out it is a 2,000-year-old priceless work of Roman art.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Wow.
That's a lot of money right there, I imagine.
They can't cash in on.
Why?
Why can't what?
I had to go back because somebody took it. During like World War II somewhere, and so it belonged to a museum instead.
Here's the problem: you can't sell it, otherwise it'd be illegal because it was stolen.
they believe, by the Allied soldiers who raided the Nazi museums. Of course, the Nazis stole it from the rightful owners, so it was stolen and stolen, and it's going to go back to Germany, they believe.
Boom. Sold on eBay. No. Yeah.
At some point, there has to be a finder's fee for all of this.
I mean, it's 2,000 years old. I mean, at some point, there's got to be a statute of limitations on the statue.
Yeah. Too.
Yeah. So it just, it goes back. I know, man, that sucks.
Can't even chip a piece off
something.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Chip a piece off of it.
I feel like you should point out then, I mean, why are we not persecuting this Goodwill?
Huh?
Because remember, the guy said it's illegal to
sell. Here's the problem. You can't sell it, otherwise it'd be illegal.
Yeah, well, they sold it for $35.
Oh, that's true.
Wow, I feel like they should all go to prison for that. I
mean, we all share a sale.
Why are we not asking the hard questions about the Goodwill? Or, like, here's another ripoff. Like, these people, they decide they're going to remodel the baby room, whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got baby. We got to redo the nursery. So they pull down some stuff on the wall, and inside they find a time capsule. Wow, so now you're thinking, cool, we're going to find some good stuff.
That, I would get excited about that. I would dive into that immediately.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Antoine, all you get is a bunch of letters written by a 14-year-old back in 1982, because that's all it was. Okay. So this is a time capsule.
But
what?
You could turn those letters into a movie. Like, somebody would do that. Turn it into a movie. Ooh. All of a sudden, there's, like, so much money behind this story.
You could call it, because it started with, to the finder of this letter. So that could be the name
there
of it.
There you go. Time travel.
The Hallmark classic, to the finder of this letter. The cool thing about this story, so it's 40-year-old time capsule. This girl wrote it when she was 14 years old, and the guy did track her down on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here we are 40 years later. Uh-huh. She was just talking about how milk was so cheap. This was in England. So, you know, the unfortunate thing for this poor girl is her favorite bands are Haircut 100 and the Boomtown Rats. And are they still around when this letter is open?
Mm. Nope.
Well,
I just had to look them up. Haircut 100.
Yes, yes. I believe, you know, unfortunately for this girl, Haircut 100 were no longer relevant in 1983.
Yeah.
So she only made
that
it about
it.
A year.
That was it.
Time to go one direction or the other. We go here, we go there, we go everywhere. This is celebrity either or. It's a game where Antoine and Monica take each other on in random tidbits about random people or stuff or things.
Mm-hmm.
It's this or it's that. Celebrity either or.
Round one.
Round one is best of five in celebrity either or. We just give you a little category and you just go one way or the other. And in the second round, we will go streaking.
We're going streaking!
And you go till you go no mo. Monica Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Since you are a known not-liker of Adam Sandler, just not your favorite, today we have Adam Sandler or fellow comedian Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell.
Mother's Day, they decided to watch Happy Gilmore.
Oh, did they. Listen how she refers to her family.
I thought you were talking about Adam Sandler and Will Ferrell.
So was I.
My family, those folks that I call family,
On Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day. And I said, what is this? It's like, well, we want to watch Happy Gilmore. I'm like, what?
Well, I feel like on Father's Day, you should watch Hostel and the Human Centipede then. As a payback. Yeah. Teach them a lesson. All right, so Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell, Monica Brooks, is the one that you can't stand.
Oh, I love this question. Adam.
That's correct. starred in the movie Old School. Is that Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell?
That's Will.
That's correct. Joined Saturday Night Live first in 1990. Was that Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell?
I feel like that's Will.
I feel like it's Will Ferrell.
I do.
Sorry. Adam Sandler was 1990. Will Ferrell was 1994.
Okay.
It was actually, I think Adam Sandler might have been done by the time Will Ferrell got on there.
Huh.
All right. Had a small role on The Cosby Show as Theo's friend Smitty. Is that Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell?
Huh.
You don't remember this?
I don't.
Wow.
I just had to be re-reminded of it when I saw this. I'm like, oh, crap, Smitty. He's on The Cosby Show. I forgot about that. But which one looks like a Smitty?
I bet you they let Adam do it.
Yep, Adam Sandler. Smitty.
I like how you said it, like they did it in spite of you.
Because Cosby, they were so angry at you. Yeah, because we didn't get along, me and Bill.
Yep, all the way back then, they're like, you know what? There's an 11-year-old that's eventually going to hate this guy, Adam Sandler, someday, and we're going to take care of that. Yeah, Monica and Bill Cosby had a very
Interesting conversation. Yeah.
And in hindsight, his end of it was very stupid.
Yeah.
He's a fool. I mean, he did. He was drawn the most hypocritical line you could ever draw in your life. So point to you. Monica Brooks, 1,000. Bill Cosby, zero. All right, final one. Was Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights?
Will.
Okay, there you go. Okay, you got 4 out of 5. Because, okay, you know, secretly, you're the one who wished you could watch Happy Gilmore on Mother's Day.
She kept peeking in.
One of the family members yelled at, I said, well, you kind of married Adam Sandler. I was like, I'm like, what?
Oh, no. Wow.
They just kind of have a similar haircut.
Woo.
I was like,
yikes.
What?
Okay, Antoine. In the first round, we have a couple of female celebrities that sometimes get confused with each other.
Yay, okay? I'm so lucky.
So we have Kate Hudson and Katy Perry.
All righty.
Kate Hudson, Katy Perry. Is with actor Orlando Bloom. Is that Kate Hudson or Katy Perry?
That's Katy Perry.
That's correct. Is the one whose real name is Hudson.
That would be Kate Hudson.
That would actually also be Katy Perry. They're both correct.
Look at that. Okay.
Whoa. See, look at that.
Whoa.
Who knew? I had no idea. And that's the other reason they get confused for each other all the time, because her real name is Katie Hudson.
Okay.
So you have Kate Hudson and Katie Hudson. Anyway, it's a point for you. Is taller at 5'8", Katy Perry or Kate Hudson?
I feel like that's... I'm going Kate Hudson.
Monica's shaking her head. No. Yeah. Kate
she's
Hudson
got a lot
is,
of legs.
She's 5'6". Katy Perry is 5'8".
Okay, only 2 inches. All right.
Yeah. 5'8". All right. Founded the fitness brand Fabletics. Is that Katy Perry or Kate Hudson?
Ooh.
Fabletics.
I'm going Hudson.
Yeah.
It's like a multi-$100 million company.
Yeah, I see all the ads on Instagram.
Okay, got 3. Can you make it 4? Middle name is Gary. Is that Kate Hudson or Katy Perry?
Katy Gary. Kate Gary. I'm going Katy Perry.
So Katy Gary Perry?
Yeah.
I
like the rhyme.
Wait a minute.
I wish it was.
Katy Gary. Gary Hudson. And that, my friends, means you only have 3.
Okay.
As we head into round 2, Monica's in the lead by 1. Antoine will get to deal with food since he's Mr. I Can Eat Whatever I Want.
Okay.
And Monica, you get Batman and Superman, baby. We're going to get into that next.
Round 2.
Celebrity either or. So we go back and forth. And in the second round, you go normal. Monica's in the lead, 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
So Antoine, that means you have to go first.
Okay.
And since Antoine gets to be Mr. I eat whatever I want, whenever I want. Nothing bothers him. Monica yesterday finds out she can't eat meat. So Antoine eats a meat lover's pizza.
In support.
That's what
of
he said.
Monica.
Yeah.
Let's just make sure we say that.
Try to spit some saliva in her mouth so she can taste the meat too. Just to teach her a lesson.
It was so good.
Okay, fine. So I'm going to give Antoine an exotic dish, and then he's got to tell me what kind of food it actually is.
Oh.
Since he's Mr. Oh, I can eat anything and everything.
This is going to be a short category right here.
Streaking!
I think you can get some of them. I hope so. Okay. Fettuccine Alfredo. Is that a pasta or a soup?
Well, yeah, I forgot to get choices here. That's a pasta.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I guess I still have a coin flip.
See? We can do it that way. Haggis. You see, haggis, is that sheep organs cooked inside the stomach of the sheep, or is it an everything bagel seasoning?
I legitimately don't know this.
Zach is making a face at you like,
I know.
Wait, let me read it again, okay? Is it sheep organs cooked inside the stomach of the sheep, or an everything bagel seasoning?
I'm going with the sheep.
Okay.
The face that Zach made.
All right, so that gives you 5. So we're at least rolling here. You're now in the lead. So I will give you the exotic food, and you have to tell me what it is. Tripe.
Okay.
Tripe. Is that a chicken head or a cow stomach? Tripe.
I am going to say that is a cow stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Cow stomach. Mm-hmm. Final answer.
Cow stomach?
Yeah.
Monica's nodding. Mm-hmm. She's a big fan of cow stomach. She
goes, okay. Yeah, put some hot sauce on it.
I knew that. Oh, that was an easy one. Duh. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Just tell me what the food actually is. Spotted dick. Is that pudding or pie?
It's a
spotted dick.
All right. Is that a pudding or a pie? Mm-hmm. Spotted. Okay. Let's go with, let's say it's a pudding.
Say it's a pudding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Monica's nodding. Oh, that's a pudding.
Yes.
That's a pudding.
All right.
There you go. In a can. No.
In a can. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Wonderful.
If not, you
that's
go to the
best kind of pudding. Yeah. It's a checkup.
Okay. Antoine. Rocky Mountain oysters. Are those eyeballs or testicles?
Those are testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he knows this right away.
I know that one.
Right
I know
away,
it, guys.
Guys, I had the Rocky Mountain oyster pizza last night. It was delicious.
It's like Wheel of Fortune where there's a theme in all the puzzles.
Okay. See, you did all right this category. Harcarl.
Carl.
Walking Dead.
Carl.
Zombie.
Carl's brain. Harcarl. Is that rotting shark or rancid butter? Harcarl.
That is rotting shark.
Oh, he knows his rotting shark, man. Yeah. He knows his Harcarl.
Carl.
Okay. Balut.
Something with the whale.
Is on fire.
The balut is on fire.
We don't need no water. I don't know why.
I would like for both of you guys to go sit in timeout.
This is my game. I sing along with the contestants if I want to. So you got to tell me, balut, is that a bird embryo or a goat pancreas?
Goat pancreas.
Balut is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the mother fall. Oh,
I thought he had it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
No, it is... You know, you got an egg and it's got the yolk inside. Well,
yes.
They let that one go a little bit further till it kind of looks like a little baby bird.
No!
Oh, it's oh my God.
That's awful.
You want to have nightmares? Just go ahead and search balut. B-A-L-U-T.
And like, who was the first person to say that's a good idea?
A starving person.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yes.
Did you just Google it?
I just saw a picture of it.
It is not a meal that I am in the mood
balut.
For. I think I'd take the rotting shark over that one. Anyway, you did all right, Antoine. So you now have 9. So, Monica, you have to get at least 5. But... it got a couple different categories here of dudes you like. I mean, you love you some Superman, right?
Yes.
And,
Henry Cavill.
You know, I feel like you like you some Batman also, so you enjoy a little Batman. And that, my friends, is where we're going to go with all of this. So you're going to tell me, is it Superman actor Henry Cavill?
Okay.
Or Batman actor Robert Pattinson?
Oh, okay, Robert Pattinson.
Yep. So get ready for it. You got to get at least 5. Dated Kristen Stewart.
Rob.
Right in there with Rob. And you, of course, are the first. So there you go. All right. Played Sherlock Holmes in the movie Enola Holmes. Is that Henry Cavill or Robert
that
Pattinson?
That was Henry.
Got to get 3 more. Has more Instagram followers with 20 million. Is that Henry Cavill or Rob Pattinson?
I'm trying to think if Robert Pattinson hasn't. He should have an Instagram, and if he does, he would have more. So I'm going, Rob.
Oh, well, that was unfortunate.
Oh,
right.
What? Does he not have
he
one?
He doesn't have one. He got 0.
You even said that.
Yeah, I was like, does he?
You even follow Henry Cavill's boring Instagram.
I do. But I figured maybe Robert Pattinson had one and I just didn't follow.
Who asked you to think or figure in this game? Just answer the questions.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
I'm going to go with worst proposal ever. And if not, it's definitely in the top 5.
Oh, no.
Okay. Guys,
what happened?
Don't do this. Don't do proposals at other people's events. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do this. Don't try to make something about you when it's in honor of somebody else, especially when that somebody else is the woman's father's funeral. Don't do that.
No.
Funeral.
Yeah. So her dad, funeral, and this guy decides to propose right by the coffin. Oh, yeah. Let me just get down on one knee and propose.
Well, he wanted to make sure dad was, you know, cool with it.
I want your father to be here while I propose. We good with it? I mean, what's he going to do? Rise up from the dead? Like,
oh, no.
Well.
Dad, if you have any protests.
Now's the time to
speak up right now. If you approve, say nothing. Okay, we're good. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, that's
don't do it at other people's weddings. Don't do it at somebody else's gender reveal. Whatever it is. Don't do it. Don't do it at somebody else's Period.
Somebody else's.
That's it.
Dot, dot, dot. Whatever.
No. Good Lord. Yeah. This guy is he's a pastor.
Was he presiding over the funeral?
I know.
I guess.
Why are we up here?
It was in South Africa. It calls her. She was grieving right there in the middle and just kneels down and puts a ring on her finger. I mean, she appears to accept. So I guess
okay.
Nothing else. Yeah, nope. The answer was yes.
Number two.
This sucks if you're the announcer guy. Sometimes you really feel for the announcer guy or gal when something screws up. Mm-hmm. I mean, because we work in this profession. And so, you know, we don't even like to laugh at them sometimes when they screw up. We're just like, man.
Yeah. Like, ooh.
Please don't be me. So in New York, they're having all this issue because the Mega Millions came out. And when the last one came rolling through, the big money one, he calls it out and he says, all right, and six. Well, it's actually nine.
Oh. Yep.
And they even put the six on the screen.
He ruined someone's day.
And,
sure. He was upside down.
It was upside down. So they had to be like, sorry, guys. It was not. Because the ball is the ball. Okay,
yeah.
That's all that matters.
You know, he feels bad.
Yeah, stupid sixes and nines with their little lines underneath them and everything. How dare you?
Oh.
Now, I guess the good news is that neither one of them was going to be the big. They didn't have a jackpot winner.
Okay. Well, that is good.
But it does make a difference if you got a six or a nine, you get $4. So you could be like, yeah, I got my money. No.
No, I don't.
Oh, man.
Number one.
Oh, man. Can you imagine Monica having to be the person who stepped in like this guy? He had to land a plane.
Mm.
Pilot passed out. And a passenger had to land the plane.
Why are you telling Monica these kinds of stories?
Because
why?
I am a jerk. That's why. Oh, my God. Yeah, so this dude, no flying experience whatsoever. None. So this is, I mean, I don't even know if he went to the VR center and flew a plane. But the pilot passed out on this plane, and it was not. You know, we're not talking about a 737 here or anything like that. It was a single engine Cessna, but there were multiple people on board and it's a decent sized plane. And this dude had to land the plane himself.
Ugh.
Calls air traffic control.
Excuse me. We have a problem.
Yeah. 9,000 feet up in the air.
Was he calm about it? Did we have
he actually was kind of calm about it. Yeah. I have some audio of the air traffic controller talking about this whole thing and how it all went down. And he did say that was one of the reasons why this actually worked out. He was so calm. So the air traffic controller was on his lunch break and they call him. They're like, Steve, you got to get in here, because he was also a flight instructor. Yeah. So he had to help him out.
There's a passenger flying a plane that's not a pilot and the pilot's incapacitated. They said we need to try to help them land the plane.
What was the situation with the pilot?
He is incoherent. He is out.
Try to hold the wings level and see if you can start descending for me.
Oh, sure. No problem. How do I do that?
What do I do?
Hey, hold the wings level. What is that?
I have a steering wheel. Where are the wings?
There's a stick. What do I do with the stick? There's a button flying. There's a knob going all over the place.
And see, Zach, you hate Zoom. This would have been a great time for a good Zoom call.
Yeah.
Man.
Can I FaceTime you right now, sir?
The fact that he was so calm.
I know.
I wouldn't have been. I just would have said, so where's the backup parachute? I'm jumping out of this.
You would have jumped and just left everybody.
I was like, I've got to leave, y'all. Okay, I got to go.
This would be my question in that scenario. Why have you asked for the backup parachute and not the actual parachute?
I don't know.
See, that's how distraught Monica is right now. She's taking both of them. That's what
I
don't
know, Zach.
I'm going to hold one and I'm going to wear one.
She's having one.
Like, I want one on both sides.
You know, like, sometimes the kids in school, they have a backpack on the front and the backpack on the back.
Yes, because you just don't know.
See y'all later. Yeah. It was worth pointing out, Monica had that same panic attack and put two parachutes on at the VR center. She was doing the flight simulator.
I think I was at the Salem Fair and I was just scared of a ride and I had two backups.
I need your backup parachute. Man, would you like the regular one?
No!
No!
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Today's scam is on Heath. Heath's wife let me know that he's been having issues with the Wi-Fi. That's a popular one. It's easy for me to mess with them because he's expecting a call back and they haven't called him back yet. So now I can call him back. Lucky for him, I'm calling back, but unlucky for him, I don't know nothing. It's the birthday scam, clueless customer service on the K92 Morning Thing.
Hello?
Yes, hello. May I speak to Heath, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Heath. This is Santurce Phillips from I'm calling in regards to your issues with your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, thank you. Call me back. Okay, so do you have any new information for
yes,
me?
Yes, absolutely, sir. Your case has been referred to me, and I hope we will be able to resolve the issue. So can you explain the nature of the issue?
Yeah, the issue is that the Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Yeah, but when you say doesn't work, what do you mean by that?
Like, everything. It's on, you know, and it's not connecting. Like, it's not doing it.
I mean, it sounds like it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, but, like, all the lights are on, right?
I guess.
Okay, so, like, that one little graphic, you know, like the swooshies on it, what's that light doing next to it?
Are you talking about the second light that has, like the series of lines on it or whatever?
Yeah, sure, that one.
It's a flashing green light.
Okay, flashing green light.
Is it supposed to be flashing? Or,
no doubt, I'm sure. So I'm going through the list here when you were on the phone with the other technician. So you went through this whole process, like, that's on the list.
I mean, I don't have the list in front of me, but, I mean, as far as I know, yeah.
So, like, for example, I have here, have customer reset router. You did that.
Reset the what now?
The router. Router.
You mean the router?
Oh, yeah, router. So, like, you did that, right?
Yeah.
You reset it?
Yeah. We did that multiple times.
Okay, great. And so, like, I'm looking on the list, and it says to check the modem. Is that right, modem? Modem?
Are you joking me right now?
Like, I am not. I tell you what, man, when it comes to joking, I tried to open Mike Night once a couple years ago. Did not go well. Bombed. I don't joke anymore. It's over for me.
Bro, what is exactly going on right now? Like, you're going to help me fix this thing, right? Or I mean, what's happening?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now?
I'm calling to fix it, but I got to be honest. I have this list, and it sounds like you already did all the things on it.
Right. So now what? After the list.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Look, just understand. They give us this list, and you did all the things on the list. So now it's like, oh.
What is going on right now? I was told somebody would call me to fix the problem.
Yes.
Right?
And here I am.
Okay. Sounds like you can't fix anything.
I mean, I could if it was on the list.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, sir, is there anything else we can help you with today?
Anything else?
Yes.
Dude, you haven't helped me with anything. Okay, you know what? Transfer me. Transfer me to somebody.
Transfer you?
Yeah. Like, I need to speak to someone who knows what the hell they are talking about, okay?
Oh.
Just transfer me to literally anybody else, like, on the planet at this point.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that? Just transfer me, please, to somebody who knows what they are talking about.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
What's the thing? There is no thing. Just
No, no, it is. See, the thing is, none of us here really know what we're talking about. It's like the list. We got the list, and that's it.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. How can you people run a business over there? Like, you take people's money. Like, you get that. Like, you take people's money and you give service like this?
Yeah. I mean, look, hey, dude, I'll be honest with you. I have worked here since last Tuesday, and I am already one of the senior staff members. The staff turnover these days is crazy, man.
This is ridiculous. Like, I
know.
Okay, I'll just cancel this. I'll be canceling this service, okay? So maybe you can transfer me to somebody who can cancel my service. You people are awful.
Those are strong words to say on your birthday.
Yeah, I know. This birthday, and this is what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with you.
Right, me, Zach from K92, the incredible birthday scam. Hi, you're on the radio right now. Hey, it's Zach from K92. Birthday scam. Hi.
You've got to be kidding me. Like, I was so mad right now. Like, what is happening?
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Birthday scam. Now we'll play Who Knows Who. Woo. Antoine is your host.
Antoine!
I'm the hostess with the mostest.
I'd like the mediumist.
Mediumist?
Yeah.
But nothing rhymes with mediumist.
The
heliumist?
He's the hostess who wants a piece of toastess. He's Antoine. And he is your host. And you're going to text it now because me and Monica are going to try to win you Dollywood passes. So it's 4-pack of passes to go to Dollywood, down Smoky Mountains. Maybe you're going there anyway this summer, and we'll hook you up.
Yes.
Different rides, super polite, awesome food, great shows, all sorts of stuff going on at Dollywood. So go ahead and text in to 52353. Who's going to win this game? Is it going to be Zach? Is it going to be Monica as we play Who Knows Who?
Who Knows Who is the newlywed game for the K92 Morning Thing. I have given Zach questions. I've given Monica questions. Mm-hmm. They've given me their answers. Now we're going to find out if Zach can answer Monica's questions mm-hmm. the same way she did, and if Monica can do the same for Zach's.
Let's see what we got, what we got.
Ooh. Round one. All right, Monica, you get Zach's question.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I asked Zach, I said, Zach, what musician's catalog do you feel that you know the most lyrics to?
Okay.
Was it A, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, B, Dr. Dre, or C, Ed Sheeran? Who does Zach feel like he knows the most lyrics to their songs for?
Ooh.
Red Hot, Dr. Dre, or Ed Sheeran?
Okay. I'm not feeling Red Hot, because I don't think that's one where he really jams out to.
Okay.
Like that. You don't see me Red Hot Chili Peppers. Out. I don't think so. I don't think so. But Dr. Dre? Ooh, you're okay. You enjoy some rap. You know the lyrics. But Ed Sheeran, I don't know why. I feel like there was a time where you really enjoyed some Ed Sheeran.
I did enjoy one of the albums there, the one that had Castle on the Hill on it and Perfect and all of that one.
Did it make you sad?
I don't remember which math equation that one was.
It made you sad a little
bit. I mean, we did have to hear all of those songs 50 million times.
And I think you know the lyrics. I'm going Ed.
You're going all right, Ed Sheeran. So, Zach?
No!
Oh,
that means you're
no.
wrong.
Come on! You know it ain't nothing but a G thing. Because this goes back to my era. It's definitely not them because
you know what? Everybody knows all the lyrics to every Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Here they are. Whap, pap, plabo, flap, da, da, ba, ba, bo, la, tabba, doobo, quap, bab, nabba, nabbo. And then put in another. Whip, ray, 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 nah. Nope.
Dr. Trey, man. All the way there.
Now you know you in trouble because ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Two low step G's going crazy. Death Row is a label that pays. Man, unfadable, so please don't try to fade me.
But I think you're good with Ed Sheeran, too, though.
Not as good as Dr. Dre.
Because you got to go back to my throwback, old school rap heyday. I knew all the NWA songs, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you can put all of those in there as well. So no point for you, Monica, as we continue round one of Who Knows Who.
All right, Zach, so you get Monica's question. I told Monica she can grace the cover of any magazine.
Any magazine.
Any magazine. And she gets to choose.
AARP, the magazine. It's,
all right.
It's that one.
Well, was it A, AARP, B, Women's Fitness, or C, Time Magazine?
Okay.
AARP is an option.
Wow.
Is that what Monica picked? She got to choose to cover.
Monica definitely picked AARP, the magazine. She can pick any magazine on earth. There is definitely, 100% chance of that. No, there's no way you pick that one.
So then Women's Fitness or Time Magazine.
I feel pretty strongly that it's going to be Women's Fitness because Time Magazine, where it's boring. So then she'd feel like it's a boring magazine. She'd be in some boring outfit. She wants to be on Women's Fitness, like being all cut and tough. And, they're
lifting.
Like, tune in for the Monica Brooks no meat diet. How's she surviving without meat? How's her eyeballs? That kind of thing. Though that would be a great article for AARP, the magazine, if we wanted to do that one. Women's Fitness or Health or whatever it was.
Monica, please tell Zach which magazine cover you chose without me giving you any choices. You made this decision on your own.
AARP.
Oh!
I sure did. You know why I said
I just had to put all those disclaimers out there.
I feel like they're that age group. They're the only ones buying and purchasing and reading magazines.
Okay, so you want your magazine to be seen.
I want it to actually be seen.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I feel like we just walk down the aisle, who really stops? But AARP, they're picking it up, and they're actually going to buy that magazine and read it.
Is AARP, is that their internet? Is that what this is?
Yes, and then I can talk about my eye health, and they'll be like, oh, you see her? I can see her because she told me about how to see.
I mean, you know who was on the cover of AARP, the magazine?
Who?
Dr. Dre. You and Dre. There it
What's
is.
Up?
Round two.
Round two of who knows who.
And right now, no points have been awarded.
I like to think we are tied at 1 million to 1 million.
I mean, that's a fair way to look at
it,
too.
It's exact. We've been doing so many points, but the score just resets because it's all tied and everything. Yeah. As me and Monica try to figure out stuff about each other, Monica, the cover girl of AARP, the magazine.
Let's get it.
Wow.
That's what I said.
That's what she chose
that's
on her
amazing.
Own.
That chose on her own.
That was
too.
A fill in the blank mm-hmm. answer, and that's what she put in there.
Man, and she's got a squint to try to read the magazine because her eyeballs are broken and everything. Okay, round two. Yep. Here we go.
Round two. All right, so we just had the Kentucky Derby this past weekend. So, Monica, you are going to get Zach's question, which is about the Kentucky Derby.
Oh.
All right. I told Zach he gets to name his own Derby horse.
Ooh.
What name did Zach choose to go with? Was it A? What's wrong with Monica? B, hooves for hire. Or C, scoop bibbidi dee bop.
Scoop bibbidi bop. I don't even know. Yep, I don't. I like that one.
Scoop bibbidi bop.
Ooh, hooves for hire. Or what's wrong with Monica?
Those are the three choices.
For some reason, I'm going, what's wrong with Monica for the win?
Well, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be over. I mean, you
for
get
the
a
lead.
Correct answer.
For the lead.
For the lead.
For the lead.
All right, correct.
Yes, yep. Because specifically I want that horse racing guy to have to, be, he can shout it out over
what's
and over.
What's wrong with Monica?
And down the stretch they come. What's wrong with Monica? Yeah. What's wrong with Monica on the inside? Yep. And what's wrong with Monica? Though I also like the idea of him having to say squillibibop
the yeah, whole time. Lot,
yeah. And squillibibibop is another squillibibibop. I hate this horse. So one of those rich guys needs to do that is just give the horse like the worst name
the
possible.
Hardest yes. name.
The hardest name so that announcer guy has to do it. What's wrong with Monica?
That'd be fun.
And then we'd have it as a drop and it would work out great. Yeah. Granted, if I was rich enough to own a horse, I wouldn't work here anyway. So we move on now to the final question. Here we go.
All right, Zach, you get Monica's question. I told Monica that she is now traveling the world giving TED Talks.
Oh, well.
She gets to choose the topic of her choice.
Yeah.
What did Monica go with? Is it A, organized chaos, how to live multiple lives? B, what's for dinner, understanding people by how they eat?
Mm-hmm.
Or C, squatting, carrying the world on your shoulders?
Squatting. It's not the dinner one. She doesn't want that to be her TED Talk. She doesn't even want to talk about dinner when she's home.
What's for dinner again?
It's all anybody ever asks. So then it's going to be, what's for dinner, Monica? What's for dinner, Monica? No, it can't possibly be that. So it's either squatting with the world on her shoulders.
Or organized chaos, how to live multiple lives.
See, with the squatting, if it was deadlifts, how to lift the dead world off the ground. Like I said, Monica, I don't think she likes squats as much as she likes deadlifts. And boy, she likes organized chaos. There is no doubt about that. I'm going to go with the multiple lives, the hidden identities, and organized chaos of A.
All right, Monica, what's your TED Talk?
Something else, but I went with B. Yeah.
That means you're wrong.
What's for dinner? Understanding people by how they eat.
Okay. I mean, because we talk about people, how they eat Kit Kats. And, you know, if people, how you plate your food. Like if someone wants their food separated, I think we just chat about
it's
that.
It's a very interesting situation. Now, first, congratulations to Monica.
Congratulations to Monica and everybody from the Monica pile.
You won this game.
I did.
It's not often that you're able to say, as I now look at both answers in this game today, because these are answers that come from, it's their personal answers.
Yes.
So it's not often you can say with 100% accuracy, you are wrong.
What?
Like, you're wrong. You're wrong about yourself.
I'm wrong about myself? Yeah. What I say?
Who knows who? I knows you. You know you. So knows you. You don't know nothing.
Organized chaos should have been it.
I mean, that was a good one, too.
That was a good one.
I like to say I came up with the other choices.
Yes. What's for dinner? AARP, the magazine. You don't even know who you are, which only further proves the multiple identities of all of this thing.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
Kourtney Kardashian, you got to be careful. Yeah, so she got...
was she here?
She needs to be careful. Girl, like, be careful.
She coming behind me. I'm like, Kourtney Kardashian, would you be careful?
Kourtney, be careful because she has a $1 million engagement ring. She broke it.
She broke $1 million.
She accidentally dropped it and broke her ring. And of course, she posted a video on social
really
media.
Sound
and stuff
very
like that.
Sturdy for $1 million.
I know.
I feel like you could drop a ring. I mean.
Yeah, she accidentally broke her engagement ring from Travis Barker.
I dropped my ring and it cost like $100 and I picked it back up. And I put it on. I'm not sure what happened here.
Well, they said that of course, on Hulu, they have the Kardashians and you can watch it. And she's crying because she broke her ring. Now, didn't Kim drop hers in the ocean or something like that years ago? Remember there was an
she's
episode
had
where
so many rings.
I was about to say, which one?
I mean, the odds are yes. Yeah. Of course she did. There's so many different ones. Mm-hmm. I could never. I just don't see a point where I'd ever be rich enough that I'd be comfortable with $1 million on my finger. Just ever.
No.
Not a watch.
No, the people walk around $30,000 watch. Because the other problem with that is, even if I could afford it, now everybody sees this arm with a $30,000 watch on it that they'd be more than happy to chop off.
Yes, I need that right there.
Mm-hmm. Walking down the street and then somebody on a scooter just rolls by and rips your hand off.
Whoa.
Now, a Swatch watch will be fine. I don't mind.
Number two.
Good news for Mike Tyson. He will not face any charges for punching that man on the flight.
As he shouldn't.
He shouldn't at all.
He was
provoked. Watch the video. Yeah, you would see. You can see that.
Yeah,
so
I think
he
you know we have to get to a point here. We have to set a precedent that these idiots, when they do something and then they get a beat down,
can't poke the bear.
Like the Chappelle guy. Mm-hmm. Like nothing should happen to any of the people that beat him up either.
Right.
They had it coming.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that guy, I don't understand how this guy tried to attack Dave Chappelle, had a weapon on him. They're like, well, we're going to downgrade that to a misdemeanor, and he's probably not going to serve any time. Like, what is this?
I know, like, what happened?
He should be in jail.
Of course he should.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Number one.
Adele's birthday was the other day, and she celebrated. She had this big, elaborate birthday party, and her boyfriend was not there. He was not present.
They were stirring the pot about this because he was not at her
birthday party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Rich Paul. He was not there. So she has posted pictures on IG where you see that they're hanging out. They're spending time together.
Okay.
So he did spoil her for her birthday, but he wasn't able to attend the birthday party.
So what we have here is he wasn't at the birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then the internet decided to be like, oh, man, they on the outs.
Where
he
was
at the
he?
Birthday
What's going
party.
On?
So then she made sure to put all these pictures up of how happy they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're at McDonald's smiling and laughing.
Makes me think they're not happy because that's what people do. They try to overcompensate.
Yeah.
I got to
be
honest. I am over Adele. I'm over her. I don't like her anymore.
You're done?
Yeah, I'm
You're
over
You're done
her.
With her.
She's just, this last year, she has bothered me.
The canceled tour?
That was part of it.
And a bunch of drama right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's that. She's
I
gotten,
mean, well,
and that's,
Antoine, how do you feel about Adele? I'm just wondering.
I don't.
Oh!
I mean, I don't have an issue with her.
She doesn't feel anything.
She doesn't move the needle for me one way or the other.
No, my.
Okay.
That's my needle.
Oh, dang it, Adele.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Because he's a basketball guy and the playoffs are going on. So I have to assume he had something going
on.
That's what I would think.
Stuff, yeah.
But he also is a basketball guy. He's got a ton of money and there's always another basketball game. So I think you'd have, like, if I didn't show up to my wife's birthday party because I was at the Salem Red Sox, like, I feel like I'd get in trouble for
Might
that.
Might get
one.
In trouble.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid billion-dollar companies. They're billion-dollar companies.
All the money.
We should not have these problems because they have all the money. They shouldn't have any problems.
Yep.
They should actually be calling us to see if we have any problems that they can help us
That's
with.
That's right.
Why is Starbucks got to be dripping cup all over you all the time?
There's no excuse for it.
No.
It's like, why is there always a drippy lid? Like, why does the lid just drip? Like,
all
the coffee's everywhere.
The time. And I don't
care. They give you a stopper, but then the coffee still
right,
manages to get
everywhere.
Right,
the coffee drips underneath the stopper. Mm-hmm. It comes out the other side.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear anybody texting in and saying, oh, well, if you line
you
up the thing with the rim and the blah, blah, blah.
Well, why should we have to line it up?
Amen. That's what I'm talking about right there.
You're not
going to
hate me.
Yeah,
fix it.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a billion-dollar company. There is no reason that thing... I think they do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
We're
I think
coffee,
Starbucks owns Tide Stain Sticks. We just don't know it. And this is their synergy right there.
I was actually watching a TikTok video where, and I think, Zach, you would definitely appreciate this, where it was a conspiracy theorist. And they said that Starbucks does these kind of things, like causes their cups to drip and misspells your name. So that you will post about it and give them some free marketing.
Yep.
Yeah, makes sense.
Well, they're getting some free marketing right now about how their cups suck. Your cups suck. That's free. You don't have to charge us for it. Your cups
and then
suck.
We're like, well, we'll be back tomorrow.
Billion-dollar company. Like Instagram, okay?
Yeah.
Billion upon billions of dollars. Why is it impossible for anybody to get their account back if it gets hacked? It's impossible.
I know.
Every single person, they get their account hacked.
It's gone.
It's obvious it's been hacked because now they're pimping out Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Everybody with an eyeball can see something happened. Just fix it. Can't fix it.
Does it feel like a lot of people have been hacked lately?
Yes.
Like more people.
Everybody's
more
getting hacked.
Yep.
I was like, what's the deal?
And it's not even just like Instagram accounts because I think it was Justin Bieber and like two other musicians where their YouTube channel got hacked.
Well, celebrities, we don't care about them. That's,
oh,
we're talking
about
normal
people,
like real
regular people.
Okay, we care.
It's just more. It's like
it
the
is.
Usual.
Yep, it's ramped up. It, don't ever. If someone says, hey, I'm going to have a code sent to your phone, send me a screenshot of it. Don't you dare. Don't
Never.
You dare. That's how they're getting you. But you think it's from
like
a friend.
I don't even like to hit, click a link. Yeah, I'm like, I just don't, I'm scared of links.
I said, look who died. I'm not doing that.
No.
Get out of here.
Rest in peace. I'll comment. Whoever it is.
You're right. Steve, I have no idea. But again, $1 billion company, they can fix this. Mm-hmm. Of course they can fix it. Why can't they? Why can't they fix the McFlurry machine, Antoine? Why can't they? I want to know why.
And fortunately for me, I'm not a lover of ice cream, but so many of my friends are, and they are just so frustrated with the McFlurry machine or any of the Frosty machine, any machine that's down. They're like, that's all I wanted today.
Right.
That's all I wanted.
Why is it impossible to get the rest of the toothpaste? That's $1 billion company. It should be way easier. All the toothpaste should come out. Plain and simple.
If you were to take all the remnants of toothpaste that was left in that little tube that I've thrown away, I would never have to brush my teeth, like ever have to buy toothpaste again to brush my teeth.
Antoine,
I would have so many.
I would tell you right now, that's how stupidly wasteful we are. I bet you at this point in your life, you would never need to buy toothpaste again. Your children would never need to buy toothpaste again. And their children would never need to buy toothpaste again.
It would be generational at this point.
Right. They sit here and complain about global warming. It's probably toothpaste sludge.
Yeah.
Did they even think about that? All that sludge. $1 billion companies. If you'd like to complain like us, feel free. 52353.
It's the K92 Morning Thing. Most viral.
Sometimes you learn something, you didn't even know it. Like, what do they say? The today years old?
Yeah.
Today years old. Then you think, my God, I've been ruining myself for years. We've been destroying our bladders.
What?
Yep.
Okay. Let's save our bladders.
This is why you go from zero to pee pee now, Monica.
Okay. It's not the kids?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. It's because we have stupidly. You know, sometimes you're getting ready to leave. Maybe you got to go on a road trip or whatever. And you say, well, let me just go to the bathroom just in case. You know, I don't really have to go, but I'm going to go so I can be good. Yeah, that ruins you. Mm. Yeah. Listen, this is a pee doctor.
Okay, let's talk to him.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Your bladder basically has three levels of sensation of filling. So this first one is just an awareness level that tells you that there's some urine in the bladder. The second one is actually the one that tells you to make a plan to use the toilet. And then the third one is kind of the panic button that says, get me there right now, I'm about to overflow. If we're going just in case, our bladder starts getting these data points as, oh, okay, well, maybe we should be sending this signal a little sooner. And so now we're going to start getting that urge to go a lot sooner than before.
See, we've lowered our pee tolerance. That's what happens. And then it gets closer to the other side.
But I am the person where, you know, you say, okay, maybe you should use a bathroom before leaving. I'm like, I'm good. And then we start on the road. And I'm like, I really got to go pee.
I got to go way.
Because that one Sunday where we were heading to the beach and I said, okay, I got to pee. And they were like, and Jared said, there's no stores open. Like, it's Sunday, whatever. I said, well, you know what's open? The Lord's house.
So
I said, we're going to pull over at a random church in the cut and we're going
to
go.
I thought you went to some guy named James Lord's house. It's like, fine, I'm home.
I walked into a church. I'm like, they're not going to turn away. This is Lord's day. They're not going to say that. And I said, excuse me. I said, I know I'm not dressed for a church. I don't have church attire.
But I love Jesus. Do you have a toilet?
I love Jesus. Can I use the bathroom?
Thank you very much. Here's one of those records that they break, and you're like, why do you need to break this record? And actually, this is a record that he broke the record, and the previous record was zero because nobody bothered to actually do this. It was for balancing a running chainsaw on your chin.
Ooh.
Yes, while you're walking. How far can you go? There he goes.
Three, two, one, go.
Walk and stuff. Yeah, so anyway, he walks. And I guess he also holds the record for fastest lip removal from body. You know,
when
you drop the chainsaw afterward. This dude's been circulating all over the place. You see the guy who lost 85 pounds because he was mad that Taco Bell got rid of the grilled stuffed nacho?
No, I hadn't heard about him.
So the Taco Bell got rid of the grilled stuffed nacho. So he declared, I will work out every day until they bring back the grilled stuffed nacho. So now he's lost 85 pounds.
Well, that's, you know, good. Congrats.
And they've not brought back the grilled stuffed nacho either. They did give him a couple to eat because he was going viral.
I thought they got rid of it too soon. Like when I discovered the grilled stuffed nacho, I think it was the last week it was on the menu. When I had it, because they made me one, I was like, is this not going to be as good as I remember it? Like, it's been a lot of buildup. It was better than I even remember. I got to say it.
Is there anything that like you miss? Like they took it off a menu and you just... See, I can't think of anything.
I can't think of a single thing.
I feel like they correctly market research all of those things.
Everything works out. When it comes back, I'm like, oh, I'll try it. When it leaves, I'm like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back to other things I really like.
And it does seem like one of those ones you go, oh, no, you can't get rid of dot, dot, dot. But within a day and a half, most of us don't even remember what was on the menu anymore.
We forgot.
They got rid of cheesecake and Chick-fil-A.
cheesecake at Chick-fil-A.
You
have
cheesecake slices, and I enjoyed them.
Okay. At Chick-fil-A, they also got rid of the coleslaw. And I did enjoy the coleslaw, too.
Really?
Yeah.
And our afternoon guy, Bob Patrick, is the only person on earth who was sad when Chick-fil-A got rid of the carrot and raisin salad.
Yeah. I remember that thing.
It was just him.
They changed the name to Bob's Salad because he was the only person that was ordering it.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.